Whole Story Quest Audiobooks presents Mutiny by John Stack. Narrated by Greg Wagland.
Chapter 1. In the lee of Isola Morone, the azure waters of the Sicilian current lapped against the long straight timbers of the Roman galley, slowly sweeping around and under its finely curved hull, pushing it high in the water. The Orcus was a quinquereme, a galley of Roman and Tyrian design that drew the finer points from each to balance the power and speed of her 270 rowers, who were manning the oars on three levels. She was deeply weathered, with heavy scores on her three-foot-long bronze ram that bore testament to the battles she had fought. At many points in her frame and upper works, there were signs of newer timbers, where the wounds of weapons and fire had been healed by master craftsmen, the work of a crew determined to prolong the life of their charge. A light breeze gusted and eddied down the length of the galley, bearing away the stench from the bilges and the human waste that stained the hull below the forward scuppers. The deck was alive with activity. Sailors rushed to tie up the running rigging, while others bound the sail with the main sheets to secure it to the mast. The disciplined crew moved with alacrity under the orders of the boatswain, their frenetic work at odds with the stationary ranks of 60 legionnaires in full battle array, who stood in their midst. Drusus, the marine centurion, stood at the head of his soldiers. He was a squat, bull of a man, a career soldier with a taciturn face that drew down the corners of his mouth. He stood without moving, awaiting his orders from the two figures who were alone on the foredeck. Atticus Milonius Perennis scanned the width of the sea between the closest of the Aigates Islands on the four quarters, his sharp green eyes darting to any sign of movement low on the horizon. With an instinct born of a life spent at sea, he swayed to the movement of the hull beneath him, keeping himself steady while the fingers of his right hand continuously opened and closed into a fist, the only outward sign of the adrenaline surging in his veins. Septimus Lytonius Capita.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?